Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's September 6, 2023. It is our individual and group healing night, the first of two we'll do this month. Such an awesome event. We do it twice a month. And this is where people can volunteer to be in the hot seat and receive the healing they specify. And everybody else gets the healing they need automatically because the allies just give it to them as a gift. So this applies whether you're live or on the recording. So it's a beautiful experience for all. And the longer we do this, the more amazing it gets. I love this event. So in case you're new to this, here's how it works. After this little intro, I will do my usual opening for our energetic events. I will call the directions of my mesa. I'll call in a bunch of beautiful divine allies of love and light. We'll set up a safe, sacred container, and I'll lead you through the embodied awakening invocation. Then we'll be juiced and good to go, and then we'll start taking volunteers. Please don't volunteer before then. We'll open with people who've never been in the hot seat. If we run out of those, then we'll call for people who haven't been in the hot seat in the last couple of months. And if we run out of those, then it'll be open season. So that's how it works. So I, as always with energetic events, you know how what I'm going to say, most of you, please give us your undivided attention. Please only do this. Act like you're right here in the room with me. And that'll give you the best experience, and it will support everyone else because your energy is affecting everybody else on our energetic calls. We're co-creating the space. So even if you're on the recording, it's true. So please, you know, make sure that you're just being as fully present as you can. If you need to leave early, that's fine. Just ask the allies to ease you out of the space. I'm seeing one person still in the waiting room. I'm not sure why. I thought I had disabled the waiting room. Let me just double check this. Okay, so Faye should be in. Okay. All right, so let's get rolling here. This is a 90-minute event. We need to leave some good time for the healing to run its course. So I ask that you close your eyes and take a moment to just feel your body as it is. Just note the feeling of the body. And if you have energy body awareness, the energy in or around you, the prana, the chi, the life force, just feel that too. If you don't feel it, that's okay. Just feel it if you can. Okay. So now I'm going to call the directions, call the allies. While I'm doing this, please remain passive. And you may feel energetic shifts happening in your body as well. If you can't feel energy moving, then just feel your breath come and go on its own passively. And I'm yawning a lot. So energy is already moving through me for clearing. In thee, I am that I am. To prepare myself, I call my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, higher vibrational awareness. As for maximum merging of higher self and personality that serves highest good. Thank you. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self. We call Amma the hugging saint. We call Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Mm. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless us and protect this work. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Thank you. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirit of the French Broad River. We call Apu Asangate. These are all sacred mountain spirits. Apu Machu Picchu. Apu Mount Everest. Apu Mount Kilauea. Apu Mauna Loa, Apu Ayers Rock, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Everyone just relax, be passive, let the allies create the field, please. I think there's still a bit of effort in the field. Really just relax completely. Go down to zero effort if you're a human. Just let them complete the bubble. There we go. Thank you. Now, anyone who would like to call in any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, feel free to call them now, and we'll leave a moment for them to join us. You can do this also if you're on the recording. Thank you. Feels great. Now let's do embodied awakening. You'll be calling your higher self to join you in your physical body to the greatest extent that serves highest good, to get just the right amount of awakening that you're ready for. This has lots of great benefits. So if you'd like to do this, you're about to speak to your higher self. It is an 8-word invocation. I'm going to ask you to say it out loud if you can, silently if you must. Please begin speaking to your higher self now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Just relax. Be 100% passive. You get distracted. As soon as you notice that, return attention to just feeling the energy moving through you if you can. Otherwise, just feel your breath come and go on its own. And I also suggest using the least effort that allows you to feel the energy or the breath. That might be no effort at all. Might be just a little bit. Try zero, and if that doesn't do it, then add barely enough effort to feel what's happening. I'm feeling pretty good, so I'm guessing most of you all are possibly in embodied awakening. So the way you'll know this is if you can say yes to the following question. Is all the following true? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, and effortless. If all that's true, you're in embodied awakening. Just relax and enjoy it. We'll leave a moment for others to get more deeply into it or into it at all. Just relax, be passive for just a moment longer. All right, that's feeling great. So whether you got all the way in or maybe just moved a little toward embodied awakening, we'll take whatever happened. In any event, you're welcome to continue the rest of the call with us. See, we're up to 19 people now. Okay. So what I'm going to ask first is what's happening here, we're going to have people in the hot seat. Typically, people are in the hot seat for, 10 to 15 minutes usually. I want to, each person, you have to be able to speak to me live. So you have to be where you can at least use your mic. If you want to be on video too, that's fine. First up, I'm going to ask for people who have never, ever been in the hot seat on one of our individual and group healing calls. So if you have never been in the hot seat and you want to be there now, unmute yourself and step in. I will assure y'all that no one ever gets overwhelmed. It might be intense. It's not too much. So no action so far. Last call for anyone who wants to be in the hot seat and has never been there before. All right, time's up. Anyone who wants to be in the hot seat who hasn't been there in the last 2 months, the last four events, you're welcome to be in the hot seat now. So if you haven't been there in the last 2 months, Jan, hi.
I think it's been over 2 months.
I'll trust you on that. Okay, so again, what we need, Jan, is a very clear, simple statement of what you would ideally like to be different when we're done.
My eyes.
What about your eyes?
They have spots on them.
All right, so what do you want to be different about that?
I want them to be healthy.
So healthy eyes. So the spots, is it affecting your vision or is it just a cosmetic thing that they are affecting vision?
Mm-hmm.
So you mean like there's spots in your vision floating around?
Yep.
Okay, so healthy eyes, clear vision. So bottom line, you want clear vision.
Yes.
Okay. Is that all you're asking for?
I'd like better hearing too. Would that work in there?
We can do hearing too. It's all in the face, right? All right. So we want optimal vision and hearing. Does that pretty cover it?
Yep.
Okay. And of course, we'll ask for whatever else serves highest good as well. All righty. You ready? You ready, Jan?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to have you go first and then I'll lead everyone else. Before we do this, let me just speak to our allies, beloved divine allies. Thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting both the hot seat people and everyone else for their highest good healing. We're so grateful to you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the many blessings you give us. All right. So, Jan, please repeat after me. Maximum healing.
Maximum healing.
Especially in my eyes and ears.
Especially in my eyes and ears.
For optimal vision and hearing.
For optimal vision and hearing.
To the greatest extent.
To the greatest extent.
That serves highest good.
It serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
All right. So now relax. Did that cover it?
Yep.
All right. So you relax. Your job now as a hot seat person is to be completely passive. Just relax and let the energy move. Everyone else, you are going to be a hollow reed. That means you're going to ask the divine to do the healing through you, but you at the ego level are not going to do any effort. You're not going to visualize. You're not going to send energy with willpower. You're just going to be the pipeline that the higher powers flow the energy through. So everyone else, please repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. Spirit that I am, please flow the energy through me. For Jan's highest good, may her vision and hearing be brought to the best possible functioning that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. That's all the words. Let them go. Now, everyone just relax, be completely passive. And you may already be feeling the divine energy coming in the top of your head and going out the front of your body through various chakras. And that's all autopilot. You just chill out and feel the energy coming through. Jan, you just stay fully passive and just feel the energy. I cannot stress highly enough, please, no effort, no visualizing, no ego sending to Jan. Please, at the human level, just relax and let yourself be the pipeline that your higher self and these allies are working through. Jan will get a much better outcome. As I said on the podcast I'm about to release, even the most talented healer on the planet is not a fraction as good as their higher self. So just let your higher self do the good work for Jan. It knows exactly what she needs every instant, and it is giving it to her, as are all these other beautiful allies. So relax and just feel the energy come through. As you are the conduit for others, you may notice challenging energies arising in yourself. If this is so, that means the allies are giving you the privilege of processing some of that person's heavy energy. It's also possible, given how this call tends to work, that you might be processing heavy energy for others in the group. So just know that is a privilege. So if you feel heavy stuff coming up, just be with it, be present with it. It will pass through on its own. The allies will, if they bring it up, they will take care of it. So just relax and let things run themselves is the bottom line. Jan, are you feeling the strength of that energy?
I'm feeling something in my left eye.
Okay, good. All right, so the energy's working. Just relax and enjoy. I seem to recall you don't usually feel energy that easily, do you?
No.
Okay, so the fact you're feeling anything is good here. So you just relax and whatever you feel or don't feel is fine. But based on what I'm feeling, they're definitely giving you the energy. So just relax and passively receive. Lots of good healing can happen even if your human self is not consciously aware of it. So my body is shaken and vibrating pretty strongly. Anyone on this call, if you find yourself shaking, vibrating, trembling, that's fine. If you find yourself crying or making sound, that's fine. If you need to get up and start making bigger motions, flailing your arms, stomping your feet to move energy through, that's fine. As long as you're not totally disrupting your physical environment you're in, no one here is going to hear you. And let the energy move as it wants to. And it might be silent and still. That's possible as well. Just let the body do what it wants to do, if that's possible. Again, that applies whether you're in the hot seat or not. Yeah, Jen, I'm feeling a lot of heavy energy flushing out your hands and feet. I'm getting the empathic awareness of that. So I don't know if you're feeling that, but just let it keep releasing as it will. Jen, are you feeling a bit more peaceful since we started?
Yes.
Yeah. So that, again, when you're not super sensitive, I've already told you this, but I'm saying this as much for the benefit of everyone else. If you're not super sensitive, just a sense of more peaceful, more relaxed, more calm, more tranquil, that is a conscious experience of divine energy in a process like this. So even if that's all you notice, that's still totally valid and is confirmation that the energy is working.
I've had feelings in my feet like cobwebs.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like it's full now. My feet are full.
Cool, like cool temperature?
No, it's just like it's going from side to side and top to bottom, like it's full.
Okay, good. All right, just let the energy do what it does. Stay really passive, really relaxed. When you kind of chill out, it makes it easier for these beautiful divine beings to move things the way they need to help you. So just relax and let them do their thing. And I'm now noticing that everyone else is getting healing too. So as may very well happen on each and every round, the hollow reed people who are not in the hot seat will get healing as well. And these beautiful divine beings already know what you need and they're giving it to you. So just relax. And as long as you stay passive, it is not a problem for you to simultaneously be a conduit for the hot seat person and simultaneously receive your own highest good healing. So my sense is that's happening for everybody right now.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So Jan, I just felt your light body get a lot more strong. I'm curious, is there an enhanced sense of peacefulness just now?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch all that.
Is there an enhanced sense of peacefulness right now?
I believe so.
Yes, because I'm seeing your light body and feeling it getting quite a bit more vivid there. So just relax. You know, someday you stick with this long enough, you will become consciously aware of that light body. Right now, just knowing that you're feeling more calm is your experience of what I'm seeing. That light body starting to wake up inside you there.
Thank you.
And now I'm feeling the energy very specifically in the eyes, working on the vision thing. You know, feeling that divine consciousness getting stronger. Keep relaxing, stay passive, stay open, Jan.
Did you ask me a question?
No, I just said, stay passive, stay open. Just encouraging you along. I feel like they might be done. Are you getting any sense of whether the energy is still working strong or if it feels like it's kind of done its thing for now?
I believe so.
Okay. All right. Do you feel complete for now?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for leading us off, Jan. I really appreciate you volunteering. So you may keep feeling stuff happening through the call, But if you feel capable of holding space for others, you can. If you need to be a little more just relaxed and receiving for a while longer, that's okay too. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks again, Jan. Well done.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm once again calling for anyone who has not been in the hot seat for the last 2 months, the last four events. You're welcome to step into the hot seat now. Just unmute. If you're on the phone, that's star six. Last call for anyone who has not been on the call in the last 2 months. All right, now to think about it, let's next invite people who haven't been on the last two events. So if you haven't hot seated the last two times, basically that means in August. So if you did it in August last month, don't. But if you have not been in the hot seat in August, you're welcome to unmute and step into the hot seat now. Last call for anyone who was not in the hot seat in August. The gate has closed for those people. Now, general boarding, anybody? All right, Michelle.
Quick. Hello.
All right, and Cass and Jim, you'll be after her. Let me make a note of that. Second, Michelle, and then we'll be Cass and Jim after. All right, Michelle, please give us a concise statement of what you would hopefully like to be different when we're done.
Just release of energy that I'm holding from my back of my heart to the top of my neck.
Back of heart to top of neck. And I'm going to assume this is heavy energy you'd rather not have around.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well spoken. We get that. All right. So I'm going to have you start your invocation. You ready to speak to the allies?
I am.
Here we go. Please say the following. Beautiful divine allies.
Beautiful divine allies.
Maximum healing.
Maximum healing.
That serves highest good.
That serves highest good.
Please release all the heavy energy.
Please release all the heavy energy.
From the back of my heart.
From the back of my heart.
To the top of my neck.
To the top of my neck.
That does not serve highest good.
It does not serve highest good.
Starting now, thank you.
Starting now, thank you.
This or something better.
This or something better.
And you're done. Relax and just let it run. Everyone else, I invite you to repeat after me now. Spirit that I am. Please flow the energy through me. For Michelle's highest good. Please release all heavy energy. From the back of her heart to the top of her neck. That does not serve highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. Alrighty, everybody, including Michelle, relax, be passive, let the allies do it for you. You feeling that energy, Michelle?
Yes.
It's perking right up. So you just relax and they'll work their magic. The allies are asking me to say once again, please, everyone, be fully present as if you were in the same physical space with us. Your undivided attention is what will give everyone the best experience, whether you're live or on the recording. We are all co-creating this field. So again, your cooperation with that is very much appreciated. Yeah, that's a powerful, that's like a fire hydrant flow. You're doing a great job receiving that, Michelle. Well done. You get the sense a lot of people are getting heavy energy passing through them on Michelle's behalf and on the behalf of others on the call. So, and once again, everyone's getting everything. Everyone other than Michelle is being a conduit for her, simultaneously receiving their own good automatically. Everyone just relax and let the magic run. And when this happens, the hot seat person still gets just as much good healing energy as otherwise. So there's no shortchanging of the hot seat person just because others are getting their healing too. So Michelle, you're getting a good strong flush out the hands and feet?
Yes.
Good. Stay passive, let it keep running. I just felt your light body kind of turn on stronger. Did you feel that?
Mm-hmm, I did.
Just enjoy that while it's happening. Just be passive and aware whether the phenomenon is kind of euphoric like that or whether it's more challenging. Just be impartially present to whatever arises and give it all your full attention, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm sensing a very subtle resistance in your field, Michelle. Do you feel that too?
Yeah, it's like a separation.
So the way to cope with that, for a moment, just be fully present with the resistance. Feel it completely and make it your sole focus. Not do anything about it, just being with it. There you go. Good. Now relax down to zero, complete zero passivity. There you go. Now I don't feel the resistance anymore. When you do that process, it usually takes the resistance down. Well done. Just relax, stay passive. Mm-hmm. Yeah, more bliss. Enjoy that. How is that discomfort that you asked for clearing of? How's it doing?
It's gone.
Oh, yay. I forgot to ask you how strong it was. Was it, where was it on the 0 to 10 when we started?
It was 8 to 9.
Oh, and down to zero.
Yeah.
All right. Do you feel complete with your healing?
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Well done, everybody, human and divine. Thank you. Good job receiving that. All right. Do you feel complete with your hot seat, Michelle?
Yes.
All righty. Well done. All right. Let's have Cass and Jim up next. Please unmute yourself.
Okay. Hi, it's Cass.
Hey, Cass. Welcome.
Hello. I'm asking for help this evening with my digestive system and my right lower back.
Okay. Okay, just maximum health, or do you want to be more specific?
Stop pain in the digestive system and relax the back.
Relax. Okay, we can do that. I hope. We'll see.
Okay.
You have a pretty good track record. Okay, well done. All right, you ready to receive?
Yes, I am.
All right, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Divine allies.
Divine allies.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Please eliminate the pain in my digestive system.
Please eliminate the pain in my digestive system.
And relax my right lower back.
And relax my right lower back.
To the greatest extent.
To the greatest extent.
That serves highest good.
That serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Relax. Everyone else, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am. Divine allies. Please flow the energy through me for Cass's highest good. Please eliminate the pain in her digestive system and relax her right lower back to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. Thank you. Now, everybody relax completely. You know the drill. The more passive you are, the better a conduit you become for Cass and everybody else when they turn that part of it on. So relax and just let it roll. It's a big job doing nothing, but I know you're up to it. Mm-hmm. Getting some strong energy there, Cass.
Very strong energy. Thank you very much, all of you.
Just relax and enjoy that. You and everyone else, remember to be as fully open to challenging, intense energy as to blissful or ecstatic energy. Just let it be what it is. If it's challenging, it's just clearing away stuff you don't need, and you'll feel much better when they're done. So just be open to it all. Ooh, we're doing great tonight. This group is really good. Well done, everybody.
They sure are. Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you.
Awakening Plus has been fortunate to attract a large number of highly conscious people who are very good light workers. Thank you, one and all. Wonderful experience for me to have the energy that comes through me just to be a tiny fraction of what's coming through. That feels great. Whoa. Yeah, they're doing some major shake up there, aren't they?
They are, big time.
Yeah, so they're shaking up what's going to clear on the next round, so to speak. So you just let the body vibrate or shake or whatever needs to happen there. Okay. Is kind of loosen all that stuff up.
Got it. Thank you.
Feels like they're working a lot of areas of the body outside of what you specified, but these areas are needed to create the healing you want. So trust that they know what they're doing. Feel like they just went to that subtler level and they're shaking up a subtler level of heavy energy now. Subtler and deeper, yeah. Mm-hmm. Be sure to stay completely passive, Cass.
Yeah, it's hard with this kind of energy.
You're good. You can do it.
I can do it. Yes, I can.
Yeah. Again, they can only do their best work if you're fully relaxed and fully passive. It's hard, what I say sometimes when I'm feeling that super high intensity, I say, please make me large enough to comfortably contain this.
you.
So
that idea.
That's my go-to when it feels too strong for me. There. All of a sudden, that same intensity is comfortable, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
That's what that invocation does. It makes you big enough to comfortably contain it, just like you ask. Good. Yeah, feel how much bigger and more conscious your light body is now? Good.
Yeah.
Doing great. I'm with it.
Very good. I'm sitting up straighter even. I like that.
There's still quite a bit of flush out the limbs, right? Just got to keep running. And once again, I'm noticing everyone else is getting their healing too. Everyone else just relax, be passive, and the double duty is just automated, serving casts and receiving yours at the same time. As long as you don't try to do it from your ego, it'll all flow real smooth and easy. Feels like they're moving toward closure.
I think so, yeah.
Not there yet, but moving toward equilibrium. Let's give them a little time to do that.
Okay.
Well done. Are you done?
I think we're okay here. Thank you very much, all
You're
of you.
Welcome. So, how's the pain in your digestive system?
It's very neutralized, and it's like they've got a rod through my spine right now.
Whoa.
It's working on the whole spine. Thank
Fascinating.
You very much.
Well, I guess they're not going to spare the rod on you, huh?
No.
I guess they had a spare rod for you. Ha ha ha. Okay. How about your lower right back? How's that feeling?
It feels protected. Thank you.
Welcome. Okay, good. So they're going to keep working on you for a bit. They've got some more work for that lower right back, I think. So you continue to stay in passive receiving mode for as long as it feels right. And when you feel like you've gotten the full measure of what they're going to give you, then you can start holding space for others again. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Well
Thank
done. You. Okay. Whoever's next, please unmute yourself. And it's Anjali. Hi.
Hello. So the brief. Going through breakup, looking for a new career. So what I'd like is clearest connection to divine guidance through transitions.
Divine guidance. That's easy. All right. Through transitions. Okay. All right. Ready?
I am.
Right. Well spoken. So please repeat after me. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Divine allies.
Divine allies.
Maximum clear connection.
Maximum clear connection.
The divine guidance.
With divine guidance.
Through these transitions.
Through these transitions.
To the greatest extent.
To the greatest extent.
That serves highest good.
That serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
Good. Relax. Everybody else, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am. Divine allies. Please flow the energy through me for Anjali's highest good. May she receive the clearest connection to divine guidance through these transitions that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. Everybody let the words go. You know the drill, passive. Let the energy work through you. Go. Well, you got some serious capacity there, honestly. Once again, we got a kind of a fire hydrant effect here.
Yeah.
Just relax and let it all pour through. They want to clean you up fast, it looks like.
Yeah.
So everyone, that garbled noise you're hearing is Anjali vocalizing. So just know that she is releasing in the way that's working for her. And I think she's doing a beautiful job modeling that. Thank you for doing that.
Deep stuff today.
Yeah, they're shaking me like crazy.
Yeah, they told me everybody was going to get some version of it today. I wouldn't be surprised if they have me processing some others too.
Well, you're an advanced soul, so I know you do that. So, okay, now once again, everyone's involved. Everyone's getting their highest good. Everyone's a conduit. Everyone just relax and let it all run itself. Whoa, suddenly getting more peace.
Yeah. It's deepening a lot.
Mm-hmm. Sweet. Thank you, allies. That feels awesome. So this is a great example of the Great Onion. A powerful heavy release of energy, which then immediately opened us all to this deeper awakening. So is your dominant experience pretty blissful right now, Anjali?
It's profoundly expansive.
Good. You just relax into that. They're actually doing some very subtle healing at this level. So it ain't just bliss, it is functional healing level as well. I often see that sometimes a person must be taken to a certain altered state before a certain level of healing can occur. So I think that's what we got. Yeah, they're bringing up some sorrow, just let that pass through. And again, anyone who's feeling any stuff coming through them, don't worry about whether it's yours or someone else's, it's all divinely orchestrated. Everyone is being of service according to their capacity and willingness. So your passivity is what ensures that everything runs smoothly and no debris gets left behind. Just relax and let it run itself. As you already know, we're in a safe, sacred container. Safe to just let it all happen. Yeah, that's high on both the intensity and bliss scales right now for me.
Yeah.
Let it keep running.
Yeah.
And it's implicit, but I'll just state explicitly, I'm not making any of this happen. I set up the container. I lead people in the invocations, and I'm just chilling and being along with everyone else the same. So it's 100% our beautiful allies making all the energetic stuff happen. I'm just commenting and participating like everybody else. It's truly a co-creation. Feels like they're getting near the end for you on this round, Anjali. Feel how they're sort of integrating a little bit.
Yeah, the energy changed to one of what kind of strength and power integrating. Yeah,
there's still the energy bubble is still quite a bit bigger than your physical body, but let's see if they want to compress that or not. Let's just watch, see what they do.
Yeah, I just felt it starting to settle in.
Uh-huh. So they might be done. Let's give them a moment longer to see if the feeling changes. And just on a technical note, what I'm reporting and verbalizing is about 90% feeling and about 10% vision. Just to make the point that you don't have to have great inner sight. As long as you can feel what's happening, that's, in my experience, an even better way to negotiate the inner world, at least for me. Are they done? Does that feel complete, Anjali?
Yeah, I feel like any last thing they're going to do, they'll just kind of do on their own. I feel like a wet sandbag right now. I'm very heavy in a good way. Okay. In a good way. So
yeah. Any sense of whether you've got a better connection to divine guidance now?
I feel like they cleared some things that were making the disconnect happening. Deeper healing. Yeah. And I feel so purposeful.
Good.
Like there's a strength of purpose, and I think that's what's going to come through that. So, yes, thank you.
Well done. And thank you also. I know you've been in Awakening Plus a long time, many years. So thank you for staying with us and bringing your beautiful energy to support us too.
My pleasure, as always.
Mm-hmm. Okay, who's next? Unmute yourself and step into the hot seat. Angela, how are
Hi.
You?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for volunteering. So what would you like to be different when we're done?
Well, I would like healing for my stigmatism and floaters. I've been having a lot of problems with my eyesight on and off.
Okay. All right. It looks like tonight the eyes have it.
Yeah, it does.
Okay. All right. We'll call for that. So right now, on a 0 to 10 intensity scale with that issue, what would you classify it now?
I'd say it's somewhere between a 7 and 8.
7 to 8. Okay. All right. We'll measure it when we get done. Okay. Okay. So you'll go first. Please repeat after me, Angela. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Divine allies.
Divine allies.
Maximum healing.
Maximum healing.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
Am I astigmatism and eye floaters?
Am I astigmatism and eye floaters?
Be healed.
Be healed.
Cleared.
And cleared.
The greatest extent that serves highest good.
The greatest extent that serves highest good.
Starting now, thank you.
Starting now, thank you.
This or something better.
This or something better.
All right, you relax and chill, be passive. Everyone else, please repeat after me if you're willing. Spirit that I am. Divine allies. Please flow the energy through me for Angela's highest good. May her astigmatism and eye floaters be healed and cleared to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. All right, everybody, release all the words and back to passivity as before. Yeah, they're opening up the sluices gates on you too, aren't they, Angela?
Oh, my eyes feel like they're fluttering.
All right, then let them flutter. Whatever transient phenomena need to happen for the healing to work, let's just let it be what it is. Yeah. Whoa, feeling that sweet energy getting stronger? Yeah? No?
A little floaty there for a moment.
Good. When you feel floaty, that is awareness of the part of you that is pure energy. Your physical body is still solid on the gravity thing, but you're becoming more aware of the part of you that is literally floating.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what people perceive when they say, I'm feeling floaty. They're becoming aware of their energy body. Unless they happen to be actually physically levitating, but that happens a lot less often. Just keep relaxing and feeling whatever's happening.
Pulsating.
I'm sorry, you're a little bit muffled. I can't understand you.
A lot of pulsating.
Good. Let it pulse. I'm shaking like crazy over here myself. And what Angela's clearing is being spread around to a number of different people. So if you feel her stuff coming through you, just relax and let it come through. Nothing will be left behind. Stay passive. There we go. Now, feel how it just shifted right there. Went to kind of a more peaceful place. So I'm feeling a big flush out your hands and feet now. Is that happening for you?
I feel it slightly, yes.
Good. Yeah, just open to whatever state shifts are happening. They're coming pretty quickly right now.
Feeling a little pressure in my head.
A little what in your head?
Pressure.
That's fine. Let it be there. I'm feeling a very rapid series of consciousness shifts. I don't know if you're having that experience too, but it's almost like they're testing your ability to let them rapidly shift consciousness states. Are you having any conscious experience of that?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I'm still learning my energy.
Okay, that's fine.
And their feelings.
Okay, so I was speculating about that. It may be more accurate that they're just doing these quick state shifts for the healing that they're doing. I've never actually seen anyone get that experience before. That's kind of cool. Just relax and let it be what it is. Okay, I see now. The state shifts are a kind of breaking up of stagnant energy. This is another way to do it besides the usual just kind of general shakeup. The rapid state shifts are the loosening of heavy energy. That's interesting. New way to do it.
Awesome.
At least in my experience. I never doubt there's way more that I'm ignorant of than that I know about. Always cool to learn something new. And just relax, let them shake that up. Now here's the more traditional body shaking, at least on my experience. And they're flushing. Good, just let it go. I'm feeling a very strong flush of heavy energy out. Is that your experience too?
Yeah.
That's a very
smooth. I can agree with that.
It is the very smooth, strong flow. Just let it keep running. And now I'm getting into a very sweet, high altered state. Anyone else who's experiencing that, just relax and enjoy that. I'm feeling some subtle healing at the same time, but mostly just bliss. Thank you, allies. Thank you, Grandfather Tobacco. Thank you, Mother Ayahuasca. Thank you, Señor San Pedro. Thank you, Magic Mushroom. All the plant teachers are feeling kind of strong right now. Are you feeling a little more in your body now, feeling a little heavier in a good way?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're putting you back in, and they just need a moment to settle you in and get all the energy organized in your body. There they go.
I felt that.
Yeah, that's the vibration locking into the physical form. Almost like tucking the baby in for the night. they're not quite done. Give them a moment longer. Allies, you're so awesome. Thank you for your good work. Does that feel complete?
Yes, it does.
All right.
Definitely complete.
So I don't know if you can check on the astigmatism or floaters right now to see if anything's changed. Is there a way to check that right now?
Well, I can tell you the floaters are just, wow, they not near as bad. I would say they're down to about 2 or 3.
As opposed to how many when you started?
Well, they were way up there, between 7 and 8. They really,
oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. I would say a 2.
Can you tell if there's any astigmatism shift?
That seems to be not quite as much, but I can tell a difference.
Good.
That may take a little time. I don't know.
Okay, that's possible. Okay, good. I'm glad you're seeing some immediate shift on that. Well done.
Yeah, thank you, everyone.
Yeah, well done, everybody. Well done, allies. We've got a good crew here. So looks like we maybe have time for one more person. So whoever would like to be our final hot seat, unmute yourself and step in. There's always a very polite group when to let someone who might really need it be the last one in. Okay, is this Jim this time?
Yes, it is.
All right, Jim, what would you like to be doing?
I'm experiencing I'm doing a lot of physical work, and I'm experiencing a lot of tiredness and fatigue. So what I'd like is maximum, I guess, vitality, energy, physical strength.
Vitality and physical strength. All right, we'll see what we can do about that. You ready?
Yes.
Please say the following. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Divine allies.
Divine allies.
Maximum vitality.
Maximum vitality.
Physical strength and endurance.
Physical strength and endurance.
That serves highest good.
That serves highest good.
Starting now, thank you.
Starting now, thank you.
Is there something better?
This or something better.
Everybody else, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Divine allies.
Divine allies.
Please flow the energy through me.
Please flow the energy through me.
For Jim's highest good.
For Jim's highest good.
May he have maximum vitality.
May he have maximum vitality.
And physical strength and endurance.
And physical strength and endurance.
That serves highest good.
It serves highest good.
Starting now, thank you.
Starting now, thank you.
This or something better.
This or something better.
All right, everyone relax and just let it rip. Feeling that juice coming in there, Jim?
Yeah.
All right, just relax and receive. Yeah, they kind of cleared some debris out, and now they're, you know, injecting the energies you asked for. Just allow them to saturate you. So now you're mostly light body, right? Yeah, just relax and enjoy that. Yeah, they're showing you how the light body has unending vitality and strength. Can you feel that?
Oh.
Are you perceiving that consciously?
Now that you mention it, yeah.
Yeah, so just notice that. That's always available. And remember, you can invoke all this, you know, when you need it in the moment. So don't be shy about doing that, okay?
Yeah.
In my book, I tell a story about sitting with a client and falling asleep on him and then asking for the clearing of fatigue and calling in vitality and alertness. And I was sharp as a tack the rest of that session. So you can get strong influxes of energies of that nature as you need them. Ooh, that's a nice one. Relax into that. They're overlaying you with some, I guess I'd call it spiritual tech. It's going to help you be more vital, more physically able. It's it feels a bit alien in a good way. The best I know, it's kind of a light body tech. So just let them overlay this. It'll give you some slightly superhuman qualities there.
Uh-huh.
Not full on Superman or anything, but a step in a nice direction.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, feel that new unusual energy wiring in there?
Uh-huh.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
All right, just relax. Oh, that's a deep one. That's some really deep bliss right there. Everyone enjoy that? That's the strongest altered state I've felt all night. And of course, everyone's receiving this now. Once again, Mother Ayahuasca is strong in the field. Thank you, Mama. As there are many other beautiful beings. Do you feel back in your body now, Jim?
Somewhat.
My sense is you're there, but the body feels a whole lot more like energy now than it did.
Yeah.
I'm sensing you might be complete, but I want to get your confirmation on that. Do you feel like there's still important things happening, or have they kind of put a bow on it?
I think there's still stuff happening, but we can move on and it can continue as we move forward.
They're agreeing. Okay, well done. Okay, we actually do have time for one more person, surprisingly. So if anyone else wants to jump in the hot seat, unmute yourself now. If no one volunteers, we'll just do a group process. Looks like it's a group process already. All right, so we've done this a number of times before where we just all get what we need. So basically, we're all going to do a holo read for each other, and I'll guide you. So in a sense, everyone's in the hot seat now, and everyone's flowing, and it's all the same. So everyone, please repeat after me, spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me to serve the highest good of everyone on this call, live or on the recording. While I also receive my highest good. To the greatest extent that serves highest good. this or something better. Okay, it's firing up. Everyone just relax. If you want to specify the healing you want right now so the allies can hear you, that's fine. None of us will hear you. As a practical matter, they already know what you need, so stating a particular preference is not required. Totally optional if you feel like it. You want a big old shakeup? Please release preference about whether at any given moment you're having a strong healing or a big old bliss ride. If it is more challenging with heavy energy, that's just making the way for more light when the process is done. It's all good either way. And once again, getting a major physical shakeup. And now my body's quiet and there's a flush. So I'm experiencing a large energetic flush. Everyone else might be feeling that too. Just be with your experience, whether or not it matches my narration. Yeah, I'm feeling a lot more bliss now. Everyone's getting the deepest spiritual awakening that they are ready for. So please just relax and let that come in all on its own. No effort, no willpower, no trying, nothing except passive allowing, please. Energy is still strong. Just let it keep doing whatever it's doing for you. Doing some more drainage, especially out the hands. Enhanced altered state. Feeling more calm. Beloved allies, please take this good medicine and share it with all beings on Earth who will benefit from it, as well as all beings in the universe who will benefit from it. Thank you. Please spread the good medicine now. Thank you. We humans just stay passive. The allies will do all of the energy moving for us. And I'm feeling myself much larger. When you bless a huge field like the universe, sometimes you feel all or part of that consciously. So just notice if you don't feel noticeably expanded because our energy is going out everywhere. Ooh, feeling good and strong and nice. Everyone just relax. Especially if it feels kind of strong. Thank you, allies. I was saying, this is a best of event. All right, we'll get it in there. All right, I think we're back in our bodies. See if you don't feel different, if your body doesn't feel different. I think we're all parked. Just notice how you feel now, especially compared to when we very first checked in at the start of the call. The sense of how the body and energy body felt. See if it's different now. Certainly is for me. Much more conscious. Wow. Just a moment longer. Once again, I'm very impressed with how well this group, live and on the recording, is holding this field. Very well done, everybody. Yeah, there's the close of energy right there. Good. Thank y'all. So we're going to close the container and then open it up for questions and comments. In a minute after I yawn one more time. Pachamama. Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Weechi. Thank you, Alex, for this amazing night. I'm feeling so blissful. Thank you. Thank you. Beloved allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Any of you all still working with any of the humans who've been on this call, live or on the recording, please remain with them for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you very much. Beloved allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? And that formally closes the container. If you need to go, you can go. If you'd like to hang out for a moment with any questions or comments or just to listen to what other folks are doing, the floor is open. So we've already got some writing in the chat. Let me catch up with that. So Nikki said, wow, what a blessing and privilege with every request. I also felt the loving, healing energy flow through me too. Thank you all. Wow. Thanks for the great feedback, Nikki. Anjali says, well, that was just marvelous on every level. Thank you, Juicy Flow Group. My sentiments exactly. Thanks for voicing that, Anjali. Jesse says, beautiful, thank you. Autumn says, that was really nice. I've never been on a healing call before. Glad you enjoyed it, Autumn. Michelle says, awesome. That's a pun, A-H-H-H, some. Love to all, sleep well. I think I will. Any other feedback, written or verbal? If you want to give verbal feedback or question, just unmute and talk. Roberta, hi.
Hello. Thank you very much. I'm delighted to have been part of it, and I've ended up without the backache that I had when I sat down to start. Thank you very much.
Yay.
Yay, yes.
So glad you got the healing too. Thank you for the feedback, yes. Roberta.
Yes, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Does anybody else get sensations of warmth, particularly around my face and chest, just while I'm not doing anything? I realize, oh, that's different, and it feels a bit odd.
Are you talking about during this event or just other times?
Oh, no, during the event when we're just being hollow read for others. I just have...
I have over the years had people report that, and there's no end to the transient phenomena that can occur when you're on a call where energy is being moved like happens on us.
Okay.
So yeah, that and all kinds of other transient stuff happens. Don't worry about it. It's just...
Oh, no. I was just hoping that it was a symbol that I was participating and was doing some good. So that was what I was wondering, if that's what it was telling me.
That is how I would interpret it. Absolutely.
Okay. Good. I'll make that choice. Thank you.
All right. Good. And thanks for once again bringing your beautiful energy into the group, Roberta. Really glad you're here.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be back. I missed some last week.
All right. Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
Let's see. I'm going to catch up with the typing. Hang on a minute. Autumn typed again. She said, I didn't request a healing, but it helped my earache. I got warmth in the chest. Beautiful. Anjali says, oh, yes, I heat up when the energy intensifies. Yeah, I get that too. And I call the heat holy fire. It's usually in there burning up something that doesn't need to be there. Any other questions or comments? Last call for any questions or comments you may have. Autumn typed, I actually start to feel the heat when you're opening. Sweet. All right, looks like that's it then. Oh, Autumn says, but thank you and good night. All right, you too, Autumn. All right, we're going to wrap it up, folks. Thank you so much for being here. Thanks, everybody, for holding such beautiful space. I feel so honored that you're all in the membership and doing such amazing work like happened tonight. So big blessings to all of you. If you're hearing this right now, it's September 6, 2023. Tomorrow night, we're doing our monthly astrology mini readings. So you can show up and just have me do a quick read of a particular question you have about your astrology. We do that every month for members. And again, tomorrow night. So make it if you can. And big blessings to one and all. Good night.